great to have so many of our school classes here, even though this isn't an official school mass. That's on Friday, but great to have you here. Since we have so many, I'd ask that some of the teachers come up and help with communion like usual. But it's great you're here for many reasons, but one reason is you get to hear this awesome story from our first reading. This amazing story from the book of Tobit. This is set about 600 years before the time of Jesus. And these are Israelites, they're people of God, but they're also in exile. And you have these two big problems. Tobit is blind. He can't see. It happened all of a sudden out of the blue. And he has to put up with people who are taking advantage of him, and also people who are hurting him, being mean to him, because of his beliefs, because he's a believer in God. That's the first problem. Second problem is with someone else who he doesn't even know, with this woman named Sarah. She's been married 7 times, and every day on her wedding night, a demon kills her husbands. Terrible affliction. So both of them are extremely sad and wondering what should they do. Now we can read stories like this and we can think, oh, this is just such an interesting story and happened so long ago, and you know, it's nice to read about this in the Bible, but what does it matter to me? We have to remember that every Bible story, everything in the scriptures, isn't just about what happened to them a long time ago. It very much has to do with you and I today. It's really showing our lives as well today and what God wants to do for us today. For Tobit, he has an injury, a disability, and he doesn't want to live where he lives. He wants to live somewhere else. He wants to be somewhere else. Sometimes that's us. Like, Lord, I don't want to be here right now. I want to be somewhere else. Maybe we have an injury or a disability. We can't do something like other people can, and it makes us really sad. Or for Sarah, even though none of our kids here are married, still the same thing is something bad keeps happening to her over and over again, the same thing. Every time she's about to have joy on her wedding day, it gets cut down. And someone she loves dies. And it happens over and over again. It's like, what's going to break the cycle? So all these stories from the Bible, they always have to do with our lives too. Because we're all human. We all have a heart that is beautiful but broken. And at all times, God is at work. At all times. Now, what God is going to do in the story of Tobit, and you can read this, great summer reading, read the book of Tobit in the Old Testament. What God will do is God will bring together Sarah, he will heal Tobit's blindness, and Tobit's son, Tobias, will meet Sarah, and they will get married, and they will have a beautiful life together. And that demon who caused so much death and injury to Sarah will be gone. But before that, how do they get to that point? And what is the lesson for us today? Well, when both Tobit and Sarah are so sad, stricken with grief, what do they do? What do they do? Do they just put their head in their hands and say, oh, this is so terrible, so awful, I wish this never happened? They do that partly, but there's something else. Do they just sit in their thoughts and think about, how am I going to fix this problem? How can I cure my own blindness? How can I get rid of this demon? No. What do? They talk to God. They lift up their hearts and their minds to God. And they share their sadness with God. They ask for help. They ask for help. Even Sarah has this beautiful prayer where she doesn't actually even ask for anything at first. She simply just praises God. She says, "Blessed are you, O Lord, merciful God. Blessed is your holy and honorable name. Blessed are you in all your works forever." She doesn't begin with telling God what to do or even asking for anything. She just begins by praising God and acknowledging how good God is and how blessed God is. And she believes and trusts that God will work in her life. This is why we come to church. We can come to church whether we're happy or sad, joyful or afraid. Every time we come to this altar, we talk to God and tell him in our hearts what's going on with our lives. Lord, I'm scared. Give me your strength. Lord, I've sinned. Give me your mercy. Lord, I thank you. You're so good to me. I praise your name. I bless you today. Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to people of goodwill. These stories are also our stories, and God is at work. So friends, however you're feeling today, whatever happens this summer, wherever you go this summer, whether you are happy or sad or afraid or pondering, always talk to God. Always give your heart to God. And listen to what God says in return. And listen to what he's doing in your life.